This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Witnesses say three demonstrators were killed in Myanmar on Monday while shops, factories, and banks were closed in the main city, Yangon, in protests against last month's military coup. State media says security forces were also deployed at hospitals and universities. The United Nations says police and military forces have killed more than 50 people to quell the daily demonstrations and strikes against the February 1st coup. Reuters is reporting the European Union is preparing to widen its sanctions on Myanmar's armed forces to target businesses they run. The measures, which diplomats say could be agreed to by EU foreign ministers on March 22nd, would target companies generating revenue for or providing financial support to the Myanmar armed forces. Race, title, and anguish. Meghan and Harry explained the British royal rift in their first wide-ranging interview with Oprah Winfrey, which aired Sunday on CBS. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Harry and Meghan described painful palace discussions about the color of their son's skin.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
It was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Losing royal protection and the intense pressures that led Meghan to contemplate suicide.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
Harry told Oprah he felt trapped by royal life and was surprised and left for a simple reason.
Lack of support. A lack of understanding.
Interview courtesy of Harpo Productions, CBS. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from accidental explosions at a military camp in Equatorial Guinea rose to 30 on Monday, state television says, after 10 more bodies were found in the ruined site. 600 people were injured in the blasts. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis returned to Rome on Monday following his trip to Iraq, the first ever by a pontiff. The 84-year-old's busy three-day visit went off without a hitch, despite concerns about security and the coronavirus pandemic. Demonstrators blocked key roads across Lebanon on Monday in protest at the country's political paralysis after its currency hit record lows on the black market. Lebanon is in the grips of its worst economic crisis in decades, compounded by the coronavirus pandemic. Prices have soared and more than half of the population are living below the poverty line. But the divided political class has, for more than 6 months, been unable to form a cabinet. Millions of children returned to school in Britain on Monday for the first time in 2 months, with the government beginning to ease coronavirus restrictions as mass vaccination drives ramp up. Afghanistan now has COVID-19 vaccine doses ready for distribution via the COVAX facility. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
UNICEF says that the global vaccines partnership COVAX has shipped over 460,000 doses of the Covishield vaccine. The arrival in Kabul marks a milestone moment. Afghanistan is the first country in Central Asia to receive the vaccine via the COVAX, the facility set up to deliver at least 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of 2021. The nation's acting minister for public health says the imminent rollout of the vaccine means that around 234,000 people, including teachers, will be better protected from the ravages of the COVID-19 virus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Afghan media watchdog says nearly 20% of Afghan female journalists have quit or lost their jobs in the past 6 months as a wave of murders targeting the press has intensified in the war-torn country. The Afghan Journalist Safety Committee says more than 300 women have left the industry in recent months. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says China's planned changes to the electoral system could further delay a vote for the city's legislature, but she is still uncertain on the timing. China's parliament, the National People's Congress, is expected to approve on Thursday a resolution that will reduce democratic representation in Hong Kong institutions and vet any candidates for patriotism. Libya's parliament meets Monday ahead of a vote on a new interim unity government for the divided country, a crucial step toward December elections and stability after a decade of violence. For more on any of today's top news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.